Christian liberty is not a license. That is being free to sin, to do as a person likes. Christian liberty is being free not to sin. It's being free to overcome the passions and urges of the flesh that unceasingly wage war against our better judgment. Even when a Christian sins and guilt sets in, there is a tug, a power, the Holy Spirit that draws him back to God. He asks forgiveness and removal of the guilt, and immediately upon asking, the same power, the Holy Spirit, instills an assurance of cleansing, and he feels free again. When Christ sets a person free, he is free indeed. When Abraham Lincoln went to the slave market one time, he was moved with compassion to place a bid on a young black girl. He won the bid and walked away with his property. There was a sullen, angry expression on the black girl's face because she knew that here was another white man who had bought her and would abuse her. And they walked away from the slave block. As they walked away from the slave block, Lincoln told the girl, "You're free." "What does that mean?" she demanded. "Well, it means you are free." "Does it mean that I can be what I want to be?" she asked. "Yes," Lincoln replied. "You can be what you want to be." "Does it mean that I can say what I want to say?" she asked, her anger softening. "Yes," Lincoln answered. "You can say what you want to say." "Does it mean," she went on, "that I can go where I want to go?" "Yes, you can go where you want to go," Lincoln said. Then said the girl, "I will go with you." The good news for people everywhere is that God in Christ has broken the chains of sin and slavery to the law. We are free in Christ. We are set free of all law, restraints, and works. We are under nothing, absolutely nothing but Christ. We live in Christ, move and have our being in Christ. The love of Christ is our law and restraint. Why? Because Christ loves us and gave himself for us. And we want to please Christ and do all that we can to serve him. How can we serve Christ? By doing exactly what Christ did, loving and serving others. As a slave girl responded when Abraham Lincoln proclaimed her free, Christ proclaims us free. Are we prepared to follow him? Authentic freedom is alive today because God continues the work begun in Christ of reconciling the world to himself. Bill Gaither says it well in one of his and Gloria's most famous songs. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living, just because he lives. Following 9/11, Bill and Gloria wrote the song, "Let Freedom Ring," and the Gaither Vocal Band performed it at Carnegie Hall in 2002. One of the verses reads, "God built freedom into every fiber of creation, and he meant for us to all be free and whole. When my Lord bought freedom with the blood of his redemption, his cross stamped pardon on my very soul. I'll sing it out with every breath. I'll let the whole world hear it, this hallelujah anthem of the free. The iron bars and heavy chains can never hold us captive. The Son has made us free, and free indeed." In your bulletin, you'll find the words, to let freedom ring. You're invited to sing along. It's not the easiest song to sing along with, but if you're invited to sing along if you wish. Otherwise, just sit back and listen to the Gaither Vocal Band following a short introduction by Gloria Gaither. Let freedom ring.